All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with Starless. We're back, and we have lent Sachi the money now, so we've got a whole bunch of new endings to explore. Just like, I'd say, three more endings on this path. And then after that, we can go straight up to, the peak endings, which are the last endings of the game. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. She cups her hands together in a begging pose. Lend Sachi money. Fine, I'll get your money. After some thought, I give in to her zeal and decide to loan her what she needs. Awesome. That's why I love you. But just this one. Just this once, got it? And make sure you pay me back. Don't worry. I'll be able to triple your money in an instant. I'll pay you back with interest. Yeah. I start to realize that maybe I made a mistake. I guess I'll just have to believe in her. I mean, it's not like I'm hurting for money at the moment. I'll be alright even if she can't pay it back immediately. And with a million still left, I should be able to buy myself a car. Wait here. I'll go get that money. Oh yeah, take your time. Her good mood and smile is starting to piss me off, so I leave for my room to pick up the money. I take the $3 million out of the envelope, put it back in my bag, and return to the playroom. Here you go. She takes the money from me with joy and spits on her fingers before counting it. It's all here. Thanks a lot, Sawatari. I'm so happy that I could hug and kiss you. That's quite alright, thanks. I push her away, she tries to cling to me. Alright, Lady Marika, I got the cash. How about one more go? She just doesn't learn. I'm so taken aback by her absolutely rotten personality that it almost makes me forget all about the regret I feel over lending her money. Nah, I think we should stop for today. I don't want to do anything that might get me on Sawatari's bad side. Besides, the party's tomorrow and it's getting kind of late. Alright, if you say so, I guess I can call it quits for today. Looks like I wasn't... Looks like I wasn't on top of my game today anyway. She says with disappointment as she pockets my money. Well, I'll be going now. See you later, Sawatari. Love you. With those disgusting parting words, she grabs her maid uniform off the floor and leaves. It wasn't until a few seconds later that I realized she ran away with cleaning up the mess she left on the pool table. So, I'll be going too. I got to make my own escape, and Marika stops me by grabbing me on the shoulder. Don't forget to clean this place up before you leave. It took me 30 minutes of cleaning up shit before I could get out of there. Okay. So, from this point on, we'll be skipping through the party. Thank God we don't have to watch it again. Oh! Wow, look how fast all that goes. This one goes a little longer. Yep, remember that? That one went pretty long. Oh lord, then there's that. Okay, for you guys that wanted to see Makoto's balls get crushed, just wait, you'll see it. Yep, there it is. Real quick. Okay, this looks familiar. Decline or be vague. No, it doesn't matter. Does not matter. It pushes you towards B, though. Be vague. And then, of course, there is don't play and play. Both of these endings look like they're gonna suck. So let's just go through and listen to it. I'll give it some thought. Oh, you mean there's a chance you'll accept? No, I mean not necessarily. I just thought it'd be rude to flat out refuse, so at least give it some thought. I'd at least give it some thought. You don't have to think that hard about it. She even said she'd give you special treatment. It sounds like a pretty nice deal. Or perhaps you were thinking of continuing to work here, because if you are, I couldn't just give you to her. I'll think about it. I try to keep a straight face against her dreadful proposal. Either choice would be pure hell. I don't even need to think about it. Hee hee, I expect good news. We finish our conversation, she goes back to her seat. Curious how their game is going, I step inside. Apparently I caught them just as their match is over. I see Sachi begrudgingly handing over some cash to Marika. Sachi was being suckered by Marika as usual. I just wish it wasn't my money she was being suckered out of this time. Oh, hey there, Sawatari. What, did you come here to laugh at how pathetic I am? Considering how cranky she must have lost quite a bit. Not really, no. So, you two done playing already? I'd keep playing if I could, but Sachi doesn't have any money left, so there wouldn't be much point. What? I don't even understand how that was possible. I lent her 3 million just the other day. What happened to the 3 million I gave you? I used it all, hehe. She chuckles nervously, reluctant to spill the beans. But it was 3 million, 3 fucking million. How the hell did you lose that much money so quickly? Well, I have been going at it since this morning and haven't won a single time, so yeah. She says, rubbing the back of her head in an awkward gesture. I really want to wring her neck right now. You told me you'd double it and pay me back. That was the plan, yeah. I bet a ton on pool and ended up losing instead. She sticks out her tongue and goes, tee-hee. My fists shake with rage. I knew I was an idiot to trust her. As soon as we get out of here, you're gonna pay me back immediately, you got it? Yeah, about that. I'm gonna need you to wait a little while first. Preferably until I actually have the money. Until you what? Yeah, remember when I told you that I had the money in the bank so I could pay you back immediately? That was a sort of a lie I made up on the spot. I actually only have maybe a few hundred yen in my account. My bad. She doesn't even seem the least bit apologetic. I seriously have to hold myself back from strangling her. She knew from the start that she had no chance of paying me back. Give me my money back right now. I can't give you what I don't have. You think I'd be working in this kind of place if I had that kind of money? Why the hell am I the one being yelled at now? Look, I do feel bad about tricking you. You don't have to fly off the handle like that. I swear I'll repay you someday. I'm gonna trust her word. Not after this. So, do you mind letting me borrow the rest of your money? I can't believe she even has the nerve to ask me that. Not over my cold, dead body. Giving her money now would be like throwing it straight to a fire. I only have a million left, so I'm gonna protect it with my life. I kind of figured you'd say that, heh. At least she has some degree of common sense. I don't know about that, guys. I don't know. How about you play me in Sachi's place? Marika cuts in and asks me, me? Play you? That's right. You can bet your money against me. You could even get all your money back if you're lucky. Yeah, if I win, I could back all the money Marika took from Sachi. But we're talking about someone who consistently destroyed Sachi in pool. I have no idea if I even stand a chance. Not to mention that if I lose, I'll be left with absolutely nothing. Is this really a good idea? How about it? From what I can tell, you're not an amateur. Yeah, Sawatari, go for it. You're good enough. You could win. Sachi is all for it. I'm sure the proposition of not having to return the money herself is an attractive one to her. Neither of them have actually seen me play, so they don't know how good I am. I played a lot with my friends, so I'm pretty confident in my skill. I think I'd stand a slight chance at least. But from what I've seen of Marika, she's good. Damn good. What's it gonna be? I'm fine either way. Do it. Okay, now we have to pick this first one in order to get the first ending here. Because this is an ending. This is an ending path. So we're just gonna go right through it, guys. And if it's not that long, we'll go to the next one. Very well, I accept. After giving it some thought, I reach my conclusion. That's my man, I knew you'd come through. Heh, let's just hope you don't end up regretting it. I have a feeling I'm being played by these two, but I'd look pathetic if I backed down now. Besides, if things go well, I could get my $3 million back. I suppose I could use the million I have to get a cheaper Japanese car. But since I have the chance, why not aim for something more expensive? If I win enough, I might even be able to afford the same kind of cars that Marika has. The problem is, of course, Marika's skill. If Sachi didn't even stand a chance, could I? The only way to find out is to go for it. If it proves too much for me, I can just back out then and there. So what'll it be? The 8-ball? 9-ball? Let's go with the 9-ball. Nothing against 8-ball, but I'm more familiar with the 9-ball. Okay then, choose whatever cue stick you want. I choose the one that I think would fit me best from the cue stand. Let's start it with 100,000. It'll be a little test to see how we measure up. She slaps a bundle of bills on the side table. Sachi, could you go and get the envelope with the money out of my bag? I'm on it. Sachi dashes out of the room and gets back quickly with the envelope. Here you are. Thanks. I take out 10 $10,000 bills and put them down next to Marika. We'll do a single set match. No need to waste any more time than need be. Whoever wins gets the money. That okay with you? That's fine. Alright then, let's get started. We did a lag shot to see who would go first, and I won. It's been a while since I last played, so the cue stick felt awkward in my hands at first, but I gradually got more used to it. Marika racks the balls for my break shot. It's my first break in a while, so I'm a little nervous as I aim from the right and let it pop. The balls scatter about quite nicely. Hey, not bad. We're only getting started. I study the position of the pool balls and take aim. Pool is a wonderful sport, by the way, guys. I suggest everybody at least try pool. If you haven't played pool, haven't gotten to a table, there's a reason we have a pool hall. Pool hall is a very good thing, man. Playing pool, great time. Absolutely wonderful time. I mean, pool tables are pretty expensive, but I do recommend getting a pool table if you can afford one and have a place to put it, because they're kind of big. But they're fun. They're a lot of fun. They're very relaxing, too. I love playing pool. Like, I can't even tell you how much I miss playing pool on a pool table. It's like that much fun. But I thought you like games. Yeah, but I love pool. Pool is great. You put music on, and you can just zone out to pool. You can fucking just, you know, focus on it. It's really, really good. So I highly recommend you guys play some pool sometime. I start to get the hang of things again and the balls fall right into the holes I want. Oh, come on. What is this boring by the book crap? You should have aimed for the 5 ball there and got the 9 into the pocket. Going for risky stuff like that all the time is probably how Marika keeps taking her money. Yeah, you gotta be really careful. Like, you can do trick shots every once in a while, but you have to think rationally. Because, like, it's not 100% guaranteed that a ball's gonna hit another ball into the pocket. It's happened for me several times. I've been very lucky. I actually beat my friend one time. He's like, nobody could beat me in pool. Like, but I practiced. Like, I said, you know what? Let me get good. Because I really do like pool. And, I kept practicing and practicing, and finally I went up against him one time, and I beat him. It's really good. It was a really good feeling that I actually beat him in pool. It's like, wow, got really good at this game. It's fun. I like playing pool, as I've said before. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say. I'd rather go for something safer and more stable. Be quiet. Can't concentrate. Shut the hell up. I say while chalking up my cue stick. Very important to be quiet during pool. Hey man, I was trying to give you advice. I don't need it from you, lady. Once she shuts up, I start concentrating on pool again. See? Alright. I know you guys can't see my arrow, but I'm looking at these shots right now. First of all, that triangle, whatever that thing is, that doesn't need to be there. I know it's for the art, but yeah. But imagine these balls here. Like, you never want to hit that purple ball into that yellow ball. Never fucking do that. You know, most people are like, well, yeah, but there's idiots that'll think that they can tap. Basically, they think that what you can do is take that purple ball there and tap it. Basically, you make it roll and tap the yellow ball into that hole. Now, you can do that, but it's risky. And more times than not, you're not going to get it in there. It's going to be hard. Now, if you tap it just right, like, I've actually got a pool stick, an invisible pool stick in my hand right now. But if you tap that ball just right, you might be able to do it, but it's really risky. And that's the same thing over here with these orange balls. I think it's a red ball and an orange ball right there. You definitely don't want to hit that purple ball into that fucking red ball, because that shit ain't going nowhere. And some people might think that you want to hit that. I mean, you might be able to get that purple ball into that orange ball, but I don't know, man. Like, that's risky. It can happen, because if you look at the way they're placed on the table, you might be able to get that orange ball to just diagonally go in that pocket. Now, I don't know about that, guys. That's kind of risky. But I don't know. I think I might be able to beat Marika. I think I can do it. Sucks you can't play her in real life for 10,000. Yeah, I think I could do it. I really think I could do it. She's like, damn, you're good. Once she shuts up, I start concentrating on pool again. Things started out with pretty easy shots at first, but eventually I hit my first stumble. What did you do? Damn it. The ball I was aiming for missed the pocket by a hair. Ooh, damn you. Probably didn't use enough force. You know, you just gotta tap. You know, you don't hit too hard. You hit too hard on the ball's gonna go just. I've seen a ball bounce off the fucking table. That shit, I mean, I'm sure people been in pool halls, you've seen that shit happen. That's not good. Looks like it's my turn now. She gets up from her chair. See, I told you should have followed my advice.
なかなかの腕前だったわよ。
Actually, he was pretty good. More steady and logical than you are, anyway. Sachi can't come up with anything to argue back. She takes care of the one I missed and continues knocking the rest in smoothly. I was enchanted by her beautiful and... Ooh? Her beautiful form as she pockets the balls one by one. Yeah, she's probably very good. Eventually, it's just down to the 9-ball. Looks like I'm gonna lose this one. Oops. It should have been an easy shot, but she hits it a bit too weak and it comes up just a little short. Yep, it's like barely touching it. Alright, we won. Apparently, Sachi considers herself part of the team. Well, whatever. I'm in a good mood from winning too. Luck is on my side today. Shoot, I thought I had that one. Oh, I mean, it happens. You fuck up every once in a while. She looks downtrodden as I made the last easy shot and seal my victory. Congratulations, the money is all yours. I take the 20,000 off the table and pocket it. If I knew this was going to happen, I should have went for 500,000. Don't be fucking greedy instead. Alright, let her have it. Get revenge for me. Leave it to me. Luck is on my side today. Yeah, well, we'll see how long your lucky stream lasts. So how about we up to 200,000 this time? Sure, I'm good. My victory boosts my confidence, and I don't think twice about accepting another match. Our next game proceeds, and I think figured things would go well again. Unfortunately, it seems my luck didn't last long. Marika cleaned the floor with me. I lost 200,000 in the second game, bringing my total down to 900,000. And the third game, we bet 300,000 and I lost again. Dude, what are you doing? It's pool! The more I lose, the more numb I get to the idea of betting money. I'm playing right into Marika's hands. To make things worse, each game was extremely close until Marika managed to barely take the win at the end. Oh, I wonder if it's rigged. In fact, she's toying with me because it causes me to get even more frustrated and makes me lose my cool. But I keep playing, thinking it's too late to back out. Fourth game, we bet 4,000 and lost again, leaving me with only 200,000 left. The fifth game, we bet the last 2,000 I had. I lost, of course, leaving me completely broke. You idiot. Ah, when I come back to my senses, tears of regret form in my eyes. I wish I could go back in time and stop myself from ever accepting this stupid bet. Too bad, Sawatari. I had my hopes up too. You really let me down, man. This is all your damn fault. Her attitude makes me snap. Excuse me? Where do you get off saying that? This all happened because you ignored my advice. If you'd just listen to me, we'd be rolling in dough right now. I nearly scream back at her, but then I come to my senses. Taking it out on Sachi isn't gonna help anything. This is the choice I made. I made my bed, and now I have to lie in it. My shoulders droop as I crumble to the floor in shock. Okay, hold on. Let me see, because I'm looking at this. So that just leads back to the same one. Yeah. Oh, we did the wrong thing. We were supposed to go with don't play. Sorry, guys. We got the wrong... We're going to get an ending, but we're not going to get the right ending. We'll get it again. Don't worry. My shoulders droop as I crumble to the floor in shock. I feel bad for you, so I'll give you one more chance. Chance? Yeah, if you win the next game, I'll give you the F40 I have in the garage. Huh? You started working here because you wanted a car, didn't you? I figured you wouldn't mind a car instead of money. You really mean it? I do. I'll be getting another car from a friend of mine soon, but I'm running out of room in that small little garage. I was just thinking of getting rid of that F40. Wow! You in a brand new car! I might as well give it to you instead. I'm sure you'll treat her right. Or would that be too much trouble? Not at all. I shake my head wildly. You couldn't buy an F40 in that condition, even if you had 4 million. It would more than make up for all the money I lost. I accept, let's do it. Hee, I knew you'd say that. She smiles. Of course, you'd have to put up something just as valuable in return. But you already took all my money. Oh, don't worry. It's not money I'm after. What then? I want you. Huh? Her intense gaze sends a chill down my spine. More specifically, I want your asshole. Oof! My asshole? My anus tightens up by reflex. There was no need to ask. I already know exactly what she meant by that. I think back to Marika bending Sachi over the pool table and shudder. That's right, I want your anal virginity. I want to be the first one to stick a cock in your ass. God damn it. I'm not so sure about this. I start getting cold feet. I don't mind being the giver, but I can't say the same for being a receiver. Especially not with an actual real penis. I'm not into that sort of thing. Ugh. Oh no, he's gonna get pegged. Why not? It's not gonna hurt anything. Easy for her to say. Also, correction. It might hurt my ass. Besides, it won't even be an issue if you win. Just follow my advice this time and you can't lose, I guarantee it. She gives a chest thump of confidence. If I win, then it's all gravy, yeah, but considering she's been consistently kicking my ass, I don't think it'll be that easy. Still, it would be a shame to waste this chance. The prize I'd get for winning just this one game would make all the suffering I went through all this place worth it. And if I do lose, I'd only lose my anal virginity. It's a bet worth risking. Alright, I accept. Alright, now it's getting interesting, She flashes a naughty smile. I'll have to take this match seriously. She takes a key out of her pocket and lays it on the table. That's the key to the F40. Win and it's all yours. And if I win, I'll be taking your asshole right here, right now. No going back on your promise now, okay? I nod. Let's begin. Rules are the same as before. I'll let you go first. You sure about that? Going second in a single set of match of pool is a pretty big handicap. Yeah, if I go first, I'd end up winning before you even get a turn. I'll be going all out this time. If you make even a single mistake, you might as well lube up your ass and consider it a loss at that point. She seems confident, all right. I'll admit she's good, but from what I've seen, she doesn't seem quite at that level. She's right, you know. She actually tries. She could even wipe the floor with any pro. Sachi whispers into my ear. I think you're exaggerating a little. I answer back with an incredulous grin.
Sawatari-kun wa shiranai de shou kedo, Marika-o-jou-sama wa donna jōkyō demo, atama de tama no ugoki wo keisan shite, sono tōri ni
You don't know her like I do. She can calculate how the ball will move in her head and can make it do exactly what she wants it to do with machine-like accuracy. When she gets a turn, she'll make her shot with 99.9% accuracy. That's ridiculous. You mean she's been holding back this entire time? I've seen her make several mistakes against me thus far. But yeah. She's not gonna bother trying her hardest on scrubs like us. That's the only reason I can win against her sometimes. I wouldn't even bother challenging her if I knew she was gonna go all out. Why didn't you say that earlier? It's too late to call it quits now. Now pick up your stick and let's get started. I squeeze my cue stick and prepare myself for the uphill battle. I get in the position and make my break shot. The balls scatter about. The three ball goes into the pocket while the rest come to a stop on the table. Ah! I can tell from a single glance that I'm stuck with some pretty bad positioning. Marika knows it too and gives an evil little grin. There's no use crying over spilt milk though. I get down to business and start by dropping the one ball. Good job! Keep them coming! Sachi acts like everything's peachy. I don't know if she's just oblivious or what. My fourth shot lands me into the exact situation I was afraid of. Another ball is sitting between the cue ball and the one I'm aiming for, blocking my shot. To make matters worse, yet another ball was blocking its path to the rail cushion. Nailing it with a bank shot would require a good deal of skill. I could go for a jump shot, but the angle to the pocket and the distance would make that risky. I pause for a moment and mull over my options. Ready to throw in the towel? What are you agonizing about? This is simple. Just use a jump shot to go for the 9-ball. Sachi confidently adds to her own 2 cents. Her idea isn't entirely implausible, but it would be even more difficult than just going for the ball I was aiming for instead. And if I miss here, it's all over. That's what I do. Seriously, it's the only way out of this situation. Try listening to me for once. It'll work, I swear. I ignore Sachi and have a staring match with the balls on the table. I think the safest bet would be to go for the bank shot here. Still, even if I succeed in making this one, I just know I'll have even more difficult shots waiting for me down the line. Sachi's suggestion of betting it all on the shot and ending it quick might not be such a bad idea. There we go. Okay, so yeah, we're going for the ending. In the end, I decide to trust my own judgment. I personally find jump shots to be too flashy and over the top. I never liked them much. I don't want to bet everything on a shot that I'm not used to. Best to go with a safer bank shot here. Take a deep breath and concentrate on my aim. I calculate the angle in my head and aim for the small little gap in between the two balls blocking the way. I get up the nerve and make the shot. I bounce off the cushion rail and make the hit just like I wanted it to. It makes the hit just like I wanted it to. But the angle was just a little off and the ball bounces back off the edge of the pocket. See, I told you. Oh no, I slump in disappointment. Prepare your ass. Close but no cigar. Looks like I win. Okay, folks, so since we're gonna probably do 2 endings, I don't know, it depends on how long this one takes to get through. But 2 endings. This one's probably gonna have a pegging, which I'm gonna go through really fast, because I don't wanna see it. I know you guys really don't wanna see it, so we're gonna go through it really fast, and then we'll get to the rest of this story. So we'll see how this one goes. Marika has a wide grin on her face as she chalks up her cue stick and gets ready for her turn. We don't know that yet. Oh, still don't believe just how good I am? That's fine. Just sit right there and I'll show you. She brings her cue stick over the table with a stern look of seriousness. The layout of the table is as tricky as ever. I don't care how good she is, cleaning up a mess like this can't be easy. If she makes a mistake, I still have a good chance to win. Unfortunately, life isn't being too kind to me at the moment, as she makes her next shot with relative ease. Sachi wasn't kidding. She really is demonstrating machine-like accuracy. She continues making shot after shot like it's child's play as I watch in stunned silence. My anus gets tighter with each ball she manages to pocket. Thinking about what's going to happen to me on this very table once she wins makes me want to get up and run away out the door. I watch on helplessly as she makes her final shot and drops the 9-ball into the pocket. Well, that about does it. Uh-oh, you're in trouble now. Now you get to know what it feels like for Marika to have her way with you. She pats me on the shoulder and looks at me with sympathy. We had a deal. You're gonna stay here and keep me company. Marika picks the car key off the table and puts it back into her pocket. I laugh dryly as the crushing reality sets in. I'll let you two enjoy yourselves! Okay guys, I'm going through this quick. Sachi grins and leaves the room, leaving us by ourselves. No, take off your clothes and lie down on the table. She pats the pool table, inviting me. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Let's make sweet, passionate love. There's no way out of this situation. I get up my courage and start taking off my clothes. I strip down to my underwear and stand in front of her, shaking with dread. Now lie down over on the table. Okay, once I get up on the table, Marika hums and strips down to her underwear. Once she's done, she climbs up the pool table and gets into position to violate me. Oh no! She sees me tremble and smiles. I can see that you're nervous. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Just leave everything to me. I can even make your first time feel pretty good. She's not doing a very good job of making me feel better. I have some experience with the anal stimulation, but taking a real penis is a whole different ballgame. No! Who would have thought that I'd end up losing my virginity twice after coming here? I wish I never accepted this stupid bet. It's like I came here and paid $1 million just to get fucked in the ass. Ah! You don't have to do anything but lie there. I'll take care of everything. I grimace and gulp from the tension. It's like the gender roles are being reversed. Granted, gender probably doesn't matter much when you both have a penis. I'm so happy now that I can finally be inside of you. I mean, I could have taken you by force if I wanted, but I didn't want to do anything that might make you hate me. That's why I've been waiting for a chance like this. I've saved up a ton of cum for the occasion. I can't wait to shoot it all off. No! She says, licking her lips. You're gonna come inside me, are you? I ask with insecurity. Marika comes just as much as any man. If that goes in my ass, I could end up crapping myself. No! Don't worry, I won't do that on your first time. I wouldn't want to get the pool table dirty with your feces early either. I'll be wearing a condom. That's a relief. Let's get your cock out of those briefs. She grabs my underwear and pulls it down past my legs. My bare penis falls out into the open and shrunk and flaccid over the fear of what's about to happen. Hee-hee, you got a cute cock. She starts petting it. My penis jumps in reaction. Just lie back and try to relax. The only thing stiff we need here is your cock. Now let me get your cock hard for you. She reaches around and undoes the hooks on her bra. Her huge breasts tumble free in front of my eyes, stimulating my loins. Oh, your cock started to get hard once you saw my breasts. With tits like that, it would be harder not to. They're almost enough to make me forget she has a penis. Almost! That's good. Now let's take it a step further. She grinds her crotch against mine, massaging my balls with a lump in her underwear. Mmm! A moan of pleasure escapes my lips as she brushes against my testicles. Your balls feel so warm, it gets me wet just imagining all of your sperm inside. Can you feel that? That's what's about to go inside you. The sensation of her penis pressing against me through her underwear causes a shiver of excitement to run down my back. My member reaches full mass, pressing against the valley between her huge breasts. I yelp as the bare tip of my cock brushes against her tits. Looky here, you got hard for me. Look at it, throbbing so hard with that puffy red tip. You must really like my tits. I better make sure not to disappoint you then. She brings her breasts together and squeezes my penis in between them. Ah! Our enormous mountains envelop my penis with comfortable pleasure, causing pre-cum to start leaking from the tip. You won't be getting to use this thing, but how about we rub one out anyway just to help you relax? Huh? Your balls seem so heavy, I figured you must be really backed up. I'll take care of that and make you feel all better. She grabs my penis without waiting for a response. Ugh, my waist jumps at the sudden sensation. I'll stroke you nice and hard. She rubs her hand up and down along my pole. She strokes it deliberately from the base all the way to the tip. The tip of my penis nestles between her breasts all the while, rubbing against them and amplifying the pleasure even more. Do you like it? I nod, breathing heavily. That's good. Before long, both my penis and her hand were... What? Both my penis and her hand are with the pre-cum oozing with the tip. Okay, I think I've got you wet enough. Time to really start jerking. What? She suddenly starts pumping her hand over my cock with furious speed. Oh, I'm unable to keep my voice down as my body rattles with pleasure. That's some reaction. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand. Oh, the sight of her jerking me off alone is enough to make me cum. My balls are in a constant state of readiness as I continue coating her tits with pre-cum. Well, you're gonna make me cum. Go ahead, cum whenever you're ready. Stop it. It feels too good. You're gonna fry my brain. What are you saying? You're the one moving your hips against my hand. I didn't even notice until she pointed it out. No wonder it feels so intense. But I can't help it. I'm coming! I scream, unable to resist the wave of pleasure any longer. Do it! Come for me! She jacks me off even harder. I'm coming! The gigantic wave of pleasure swallows me whole. Here it comes! Marka moves out of the way, the stream of cum allowing it to shoot towards the ceiling. Wow, look at it fly! Marka watches with glee as my cum spouts like a fountain. Keep coming, come so hard that your balls start hurting. She strokes harder, trying to drain me of my semen. Not so hard, it's too much! It's so intense that it crosses the line from pleasure over to pain. Just bear through it, if you can't handle this, you won't last a second once we have sex. My legs rattle as I hold out against the punishing pleasure while shooting off the rest of my semen. I finish ejaculating and slump over the table. Look at all that cum. She gives a few more strokes, milking the cum still left over inside. How was it? I didn't even have the energy to reply. I look over to see her breast covered in my thick, milky sperm. Look, you came so hard you even got some of it on the ceiling. Still in a daze, I lift my head and look up to see a yellowish liquid stuck to the ceiling. It must have felt really good if you shot it that far. I'm not sure if those are the words I would use. I think I'd describe it more as torture through pleasure. So it's probably nothing compared to what's about to happen next. Now it's my turn to feel good. She releases her grip on my penis. I think my penis is in shock from the pleasure. Even after all that, it's still hard. Your cock is quivering in anticipation, just waiting for me to fuck you. No! It may hurt at first, but you'll get used to it pretty quickly. You may even learn to love it like Jack Murphy. Hee hee. She looks into my eyes longingly as she gets in the position to violate my ass. Let's not waste any more time. I'm gonna take my panties off now, so try not to look. It's embarrassing. She pulls down her underwear, hiding her privates. I don't want you to see my cock, so here, wear this. She takes her panties and places them over my face, obscuring my view. Ugh, the sudden sensation of the warm cloth against my face catches me off guard. She places the spot that covers her crotch right over my nose, tickling it with the smell of her essence. The panties aren't actually big enough to serve as a proper blindfold, and I can still see her penis clear as day. When I see her engorged penis throb with anticipation, my own throbs with fear. Her cock is every bit as impressive as her breasts. Just thinking of you has made me so hard. How embarrassing, she mutters shyly. Frankly, it's just as embarrassing for me to have seen a woman equipped with such a manly cock. First, the condom. She takes the condom she has ready and tears it out of its packaging. I'd prefer not to use it, but I'll make a compromise for you this time, she says, putting on the condom. This time, she makes it sound like it isn't going to be the last time. She finishes applying the condom. Okay, next I'll apply some anesthetic gel to keep it less painful for you. She squeezes some clear gel out of a tube and coats her penis thoroughly with it. There we go. This should be enough for you to enjoy your first time. Her cock gleams with an erotic sheen. Ah, this is it. I finally get to be inside Sawatari. Once everything is ready, she licks her lips with excitement and starts rubbing her penis against mine. Ugh! Ah! I shiver. That's really gay. I shiver with a mixture of fear and anticipation. Just hurry up and get it over with. She keeps teasing me and drawing it out. Don't be so antsy. We'll get around to it soon. We've got all the time in the world. Let's slow down and enjoy ourselves. It might be enjoyable for her, but it's torture for me. I just want it to be over with. My cock will show you a whole new world. No, not like fucking Aladdin. I'm sure you'll love it. I don't suppose I can refuse, can I?
Nope. Jack Murphy here, coming.
Whatever this new world is, I'm sure it's full of dread.
Here's a little present for you to top things off.
She picks up a pool ball and stuffs it in my mouth.
You can bite down on this to help with the pain. It'll feel better once the gel takes effect, but it's gonna hurt for a bit first.
Drool drips from my mouth as I mumble intelligibly.
Okay, Solitari, here it comes, man.
I prepare myself and wait for what's about to happen. I feel the tip of her penis press against my anus, but suddenly she pushes it all the way inside.
No! Oh!
Wow. Market seems to be enjoying herself as I'm wailing pain. It doesn't just hurt a little, it hurts like fucking hell. It feels like my asshole was being ripped apart.
Ah, I'm inside you. I'm inside Solitari.
I bite down on the ball in my mouth and try to make it through the pain. It feels like a hot metal rod is stuck inside my asshole, and I can feel it pulsing. It's such an overload of senses that I might spill both my cum and my urine.
It's warm inside of you. Now your anal virginity is officially mine. Mother may have taken your regular virginity, but I got this in. Ha ha ha.
Marika smiles lewdly as her entire body shivers with pleasure and joy.
You belong to me now. I'll take care of you with my cock.
She breathes heavily with excited arousal as she starts moving her hips back and forth.
Oh!
Breath escapes her lips at the same time as she pushes in and out of me. I don't even feel a sliver of pleasure. My mind is completely occupied by the intense pain and the odd feeling of having her huge cock inside my ass.
Feels so good. I can feel your warmth permeating into my cock. Just the thought of being inside you is enough to make me come.
I try to bear through it as she happily pounds into me. My cock flops up and down in rhythm with her hips. She must have been hitting against my prostate, as my cock remains hard and even starts leaking pre-cum. Marka thrusts as hard as any man ever could as she fucks my ass with agitated breath.
What a tight little anus! This is why I love fucking men in the ass!
Says Jack Murphy.
Squeeze harder! Strangle my cock with your asshole!
Without any intention of my own, my anus tightens up in an attempt to shut out the invasion of a foreign object. Marika's eyes roll back with pleasure each time her penis forces its way through my tight hole. Eventually, the gel she lathered around her penis starts to take effect, dulling the pain. Just when I think I'm finally gonna get some relief, pleasure starts seeping in to take the place of the pain. Marika sets me fretting and immediately realizes what's going on.
Oh, are you starting to feel good? Yeah, you can't fool me. I can see your penis throbbing and getting harder each time I drive my cock inside of you. The gel's taking effect, and you're starting to like it. I can tell. You're finally learning the joys of anal sex, brother.
The pain and awkwardness dissipated, completely replaced by a numbing pleasure that pours straight to my brain. It's an intense sensation, completely unlike regular sex. It's like the pleasure is spreading through my entire body.
Feels amazing, doesn't it? Once you have it for the first time, you'll never forget it, man or woman.
It's certainly unlike anything I've ever felt. When she pulls her member out of my ass, it's accompanied with a feeling of pleasure and relief. It's like taking a colossal shit. The difference is that it keeps happening over and over as she pushes in and out. It's so stimulating that I almost black out.
Now you're starting to get into it. I don't have to hold back anymore. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. Get a good bite on that ball. Keep yourself from passing out.
She starts pounding into me furiously. My ass burns with an intense fever, shooting an unbelievable jolt of pleasure straight into my brain. And that sound was,
Yeah, your ass feels so good. This is what I was waiting for. Your virgin asshole is so tight. I might have come on the spot if I wasn't wearing a condom. Damn. Hold on. That Jack Murphy voice is making me cough. I gotta have a cough drop, guys. I swallowed my cough drop. This will be a fucking show to remember. Marissa keeps pounding into my ass without mercy. Each time she pulls out, it brings a sense of pleasure and relief. Each time she thrusts in, it rams against my prostate. I'm stuck in a cycle of amazing pleasure. My ass is a complete slave to pleasure now. My balls are already filling up with semen again, ready to shoot off. I try to let her know that I can't take anymore.
What's that? Getting fucked in the ass feels so good that you're gonna come? You must have a real knack for butt sex if you can orgasm on your first time.
She gives a look at my throbbing cock and giggles.
Since your penis has been such a good boy, I have a prison for it. I'm sure you'll love it.
Pretty sure I had it in here. She pulls open one of the drawers over on the side table and rummages around inside.
Oh, yes. Here it is. Allow me to do the honors.
She takes the object, a urethra vibrator, and shoves it right down my cock hole. Ow! I squirm in discomfort.
This should keep you from coming too fast so we can have some more fun. Besides, if you shot off right now, you'd come right in your own face. You wouldn't want to give yourself a facial, would you? That'd be pretty embarrassing.
I don't need you to look out for me, thanks, considering my current situation. A little cum on my face is the least of my worries.
Now let's continue. I'll take that out once I'm ready to come. Shouldn't be much longer.
She ignores my incoherent pleas and resumes violating my anus.
I can feel it coming. I'm gonna be spilling my seed inside of your ass. Too bad it'll be inside of a condom. But that's fine, I'll save raw sex with your ass some other time, brother.
Her violent thrusts against my ass drive all thoughts back out of my mind. My penis jumps up and down like crazy, unable to come like it wants to.
Here's something your cock will love.
She reaches over and flips the little switch on the vibrator inside of my penis. Ugh! The vibrator oscillates furiously inside my urethra. I think my heart might stop.
I just put in brand new batteries. Packs quite a punch, doesn't it?
The pressure starts building up as my penis desperately wants to ejaculate, causing the veins of my member to bulge out.
Oh, seems to be working. Your asshole just got a lot tighter on my cock. This is gonna make it a lot easier to come.
Delighted with the situation, Marika pounds into my ass with one last furious spurt. Go in the deadly spasms from being assaulted on both sides. I'd lose my sanity if this keeps up for too long. I'm gonna have to make my own efforts to get her to come as quickly as possible.
That's so good! Keep going tighter!
Her excitement peaks and she slams into me with even more intensity.
Here it comes! I'm coming!
Oof. I was already painfully kept at the edge of my own orgasm the entire time. I can't take it anymore. I put everything I have into trying to ejaculate. My balls rise up with all their might, delivering semen with such pressure that it makes the vibrator budge.
I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming!
We scream together and reach climax at the same time. The huge wave of cum sweeps the vibrator out of my penis and sprays forth like a geyser. My cum shoots straight into my own face.
Here it comes!
I feel the condom inside my ass growing as she fires her semen inside of it.
Ugh. Ugh. I'll give you all I have. Oh!
We give ourselves over to the pleasure and keep shooting off until our testicles are dry. After giving everything we have, we slump over with exhaustion.
That was wonderful, brother.
Marcus shivers, enjoying the comfortable cool down from her climax. My penis flops back down over my stomach lifelessly. I was tired and my body felt numb. I'm tired, my body feels numb, and I'm covered in my own semen from the waist up all the way to my face. The smell is choking me. Look, you got it all over your face. Do you like giving yourself facials? Ha! I'm so tired I can't even answer. I didn't expect you to push the vibrator out all on your own. You're really something. We even came at the exact time. Our bodies must be made for each other.
I can think of a better way to compliment someone other than their ability to push stuff out of the urethra, but oh well.
Here, let me pull out. Can't wait to see how much I came.
She takes her penis out of my asshole.
Ugh. The condom hangs from the tip of her cock like a balloon filled with yellowish liquid.
Look at how much I came!
She puts her cock in front of me with a tinge of embarrassment in order to show it off.
Even though I'm a woman, you felt so good that I came this much.
Can you really call someone capable of producing this much semen a woman?
Here, I'll give you a closer look. This is mad juice.
She takes the condom off her penis. She takes the condom and slaps it right over my face, and the hot cum drips out all over my face. The smell is so thick that I almost choke.
How do you like the smell of my cum? Isn't it lovely? Except you're thick because I'm thinking of you. Ugh, seeing you covered in my cum is getting me hot again.
Marka reaches down and grabs her penis in ecstasy.
I still have some cum left. I'm gonna use it to mark you as my property.
She starts jerking herself off hard. She goes at it so fast, I almost feel just watching her. If I tried to jerk off at that speed, I'd probably come in seconds and pass out afterwards.
Look at me! Watch me masturbate! I'm jerking off to my beloved Salatari, and it feels so good! Having Salatari watch me jerk off is getting me so hot! I'm gonna come! Here it comes! I'm gonna come over you with my steaming acid!
She aims her cock at me.
I'm coming!
Cum bursts forth from the tip of her cock.
I'm coming so much!
There was so much of it and it just keeps coming. It's hardly what I would refer to as leftovers. She dumps her semen all over my body, covering it with white goo.
I'm so sorry, Salatari. I can't stop.
She empties the rest of her cum over me with pleasure.
That felt so good.
She has a glazed over look in her eyes as she finishes and lets go of her penis. I'm completely covered with both her and my own cum.
Wow, you're looking pretty nasty. Better hit the shower, son.
Once she calms back down after satisfying her lust, she takes a look at me and grimaces.
And you smell awful too. Ugh, you're making my nose curl.
I'd like to remind her that half that cum belongs to her.
Half of it is her fault.
Ugh!
Some of her cum got to my nose and I can't breathe well.
Are you okay? Here, I'll wipe some of that off for you.
She quickly looks around for a towel.
I'm so sorry you had to see me like that. Felt so good that I lost control of myself. I hope this won't make you hate me.
I'm not gonna hate you over something like this.
Really? Thank you. I love you, Savitar, and I'm gonna continue to keep loving you.
Thanks? Now that I'm finally free to go, I stumble my way tiredly out of the room. Come dinner time, I'm on my way to the dining room as usual. Everyone's already in their seats looking tired. Oh hey, we're just about to start dinner, have a seat. Midori stops what she's doing and comes over. With Mikiko gone, the burden of making the meals rests entirely on her shoulders. Oh, okay. I go ahead and take my seat. The dining room feels barren without Mikiko and Makoto. Plus, with Midori and I leaving in a few more days, it's gonna get even bleaker around here. Granted, knowing them, I'm sure they'll find a replacement soon enough. I feel sorry for the poor sap that'll get suckered in the same way I did. Here you are. She lines the table with a number of gorgeous dishes. Very well, let's eat. At her signal, we all start digging into the food Midori prepared. Midori's dishes tasted oh, I wonder if we've seen this already. We have. I will not worry about your money. I'll find a way to pay you back. I won't hold my breath. Very funny. Seriously though, if I can't get the money, I have other ways of paying you back. I tell her that I only care about the money, but I doubt she'd listen to me. So yeah, we'll both be out of here soon. Let's make the most of our time left. Oh, this is different. Savitari, I want to ask you to clean the reception room for me. Oh, this is different. What, you want me to do the cleaning? She usually asks Midori or Mikiko to do the cleaning, so I'm caught off guard. Wouldn't Midori be better at cleaning the room than me? Brother, you better watch that vase. I'd ask her to do it, but I have another job set aside for her. The dining room silverware is starting to get a little dull. I want Midori to polish them up for me. Ah, I'll get right on it. That leaves the reception room to you, Savitari. Think you can handle it? Not really used to cleaning, but yeah, I'll do my best. Very well then. This will be your last task, so do a nice and thorough job. I will. She says what she came to say and goes up to the second floor. Midori and I split to tackle our jobs. She to the dining room, me to the reception room. Sachi, who has stopped to watch the exchange, watches us leave with a grim look. I bring cleaning supplies in with me and look around the room. Now, where's that fucking vase? Where to start? She said it needed to be cleaned, but the maids already clean this room regularly, so there isn't any particularly dirty place in sight. Guess I'll start with the window. Take a dust cloth and start wiping down the window. Once I'm done with the window, I do my best to clean the floor, furniture, and walls. That looks a little better. Stop for a second to wipe the sweat from my brow. After spending about 2 hours cleaning, I was able to finish about half the room. There's still ways to go, but I don't really mind the work considering this is the last time. Guess I should polish the vase next. Oh, don't touch that vase! I turn my attention to the huge vase in the corner of the room.
I can tell it's expensive just by looking at it. Knowing this family, I wouldn't be surprised if it was crafted by someone really famous. It must be pretty heavy. Both the vase and its foundation are starting to rattle. The foundation is standing on rattle as I polish it. I support with one hand and polish the other to make sure it doesn't fall over. Suddenly, the door bursts open. Saotari, wait! Sachi tries to enter the room in a flurry. Why are you in such a rush? However, Marika appears from the side and stops her. I watch them, wondering what the hell's going on, but suddenly I hear a weird sound coming from where I'm standing. What? I turn around to find the vase tilting over and sliding to the ground. I look down and realize that one of the legs holding up the table is broken. Oh shit, I try to grab it, but it's too late. Ah! I flinch and close my eyes as the vase hits the floor with a loud crash. After a few seconds, I get up the courage to open my eyes and check. Eee! I squeal like a girl when I see the vase in pieces. It isn't just broken, it's completely shattered. Any hope that I might be able to put it back together just went down the drains. Oops. She looks down disappointedly at the remains of the vase, knowing that she was too late. If Marika hadn't stopped her, she might have kept me from dropping the vase. But I suppose there's no dwelling on what-ifs. You know, you could have just took the vase off if you noticed it was, you know... It's a vase, but you pick it up. You're like, oh, this is kind of wobbly. Well, pick it up, put it on the ground, then clean off the thingy. Then, I've actually done this kind of work before. So basically, yeah, you got a great big vase like this. It's not that heavy. You pick it up, you put it on the floor, you polish. You know, they probably didn't even lift the vase up. There's probably stuff under the vase. That shows how shitty of a cleaner he is. You pick it up, you put it on the ground. You clean the stand, because the stand probably hasn't been dusted, and God knows. If they're literally cleaning this thing, and it hasn't been, you know, they haven't touched his vase, it's probably got all kinds of shit underneath it. God forbid, you actually have to pick up the stand, too, and clean the floor underneath of it. But, yeah, nobody thought about that. Nobody knows how to fucking clean anymore. Even in this game, they don't know how to fucking clean. So, yeah, you broke the vase because you didn't do your job. Uh-oh, you really did it this time. Marika steps into the room and looks over at the broken vase. Mother really liked that vase, you know. Ah, first thing that runs through my head is whether I would have to pay for it. How much does it cost? I'm almost scared to ask. That jar wasn't particularly expensive. I think it went for about 8 million or so. 8 million? Guess that's not much for a family like this, but it's a huge amount for me. Even if I had all the money I made working here, it would only amount to half. Not like it matters, since I lost all that money anyway. Just then, Meteorite comes flying into the room. She must have heard the vase breaking. Saotari, what happened? I broke it. I report with a look of stunned surprise on my face. Ah! She looks down at the floor and makes a surprised yelp, but she sees a shattered vase. No use getting worked up about it. Meteorite, go fetch Mother. Yeah, right away. Mirai leaves to go get the mistress. How heavy was the vase? Were they able to pick it up? Like, really? Yes, you can pick the vase up. Let's talk something about this vase. I want to talk about this vase. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I wish I could ask the guy, like, fucking Sei Shoujo, all these questions, because I'd be like, how heavy is the vase? Like, seriously, I want to know, how heavy is the vase? Can he pick it up? Like, there's so much shit I want to know that would be very important. This goddamn fucking vase. Every time it crashes to the floor, and I guess it was, I don't even see the vase. I'm looking at the art. I don't see this vase. Where is the vase? I see the clock, I see the picture on the wall, I see that table. And there's a little lock box there, but I don't see a vase. Does anybody see a fucking vase at all? I don't see a vase. What's going on here? I dropped your fucking vase. I accidentally broke you. It's not what he said. I accidentally broke your precious vase. I'm so sorry. I was careless. I bow an apology. But that was one of my favorites. Oh no, it's in fucking pieces. She looks at the shattered pieces on the floor in horror. I'm so sorry. Mother, it's not like you did it on purpose. Marika tries to cover for me. Well, are you hurt? Oh no, I'm fine, thank you. That's good to hear, at least. She recovered pretty quickly. There might be a chance she'll let me off the hook. By the way, what is Sachi doing here? Sachi's shoulders jump in surprise when everyone's attention suddenly turns to her. Didn't you say you were leaving already? Oh, I was. I'm just killing time while waiting for my taxi to arrive. Ha ha ha. Holy shit. Well, your taxi's here waiting in front of the gate. Hurry up and get out of here. Seems like she caused the mistress more trouble. Got it. I'll be seeing you then. The mistress seems pretty eager to get Sachi out of the way. Sorry I couldn't help you, Salutari. She says quietly as she passes me by on her way out of the room. Now that that's taken care of, let's get back to the matter at hand. She looks back down at the remains of the vase. I suppose what's done is done. No use crying over spilt milk. You just have to face the consequences and pay for it. The air freezes. What? The issue occurred because of your mistake. It's only natural that you make up for it. Not like I can argue with that. So how much was it exactly? I ask again, just in case Marika was mistaken. I believe it was about 8 million when I bought it. Unfortunately, she wasn't. I can't even pay 1 million, let alone 8. That's a little harsh, don't you think? I highly doubt Salutari is capable of paying that much money. After all, he lent most of the money he made here to Sachi. The rest he lost to me in a bet. He's completely broke at the moment. Is that so? I nod. I see, that's too bad. It's also irrelevant to this matter. If you want to gamble and loan all your money away, that's your prerogative. You brought this all upon yourself, so you won't get any sympathy from me. My hopes are quickly dashed. I'm afraid you'll have to take responsibility for your actions. I stand there for a while in stunned silence. That damn Sachi, if it weren't for her asking me for money, I never would have been in this mess. Granted, I'm not sure if I'd be able to pay that off, even if I still had all my money. What's going to happen to him? After listening to our conversation from outside the room, she comes in and asks out of concern. If he doesn't have the money, he'll just have to pay it off in other ways. Like working it off, using his body, for example. I'll make sure to introduce him to some jobs that pay a lot in a short time, so you don't have to worry about that part. If he works as a sex slave for some rich nympho, he should have the money in no time. Granted, he might be a vegetable by the time he's done. Heh. That's terrible. Is there no other way? There is. If you pay in his place, you could save him. But I can't. With no money to her name, she has no choice but to back down. So there you have it, Salutari. You have to buckle down and take care of it. Just when I thought I was going to be out of here, I stumbled into the worst situation yet. Can I just keep working here until I pay it off? I'd like to let you do that, but I already have new employees lined up for interviews from the ads I sent out.
Wow, I'm afraid I can't afford to hire you along with everyone else. She gives a devious smile as she crushes my last hopes. No! Well, hold on just a second, Mother. How about I pay for the vase in Sawatari's place? How does that sound? What? Just when I thought it was all over, I get help from an unexpected place. You'll pay for him? Well, I don't really care where the money comes from. As long as I get it, that's fine with me. That settles it then. What about you, Sawatari? Is that okay with you? Okay? It's more than okay. It's like a wish come true. I'm so grateful that I grab her hand and shake it. Yes, of course. Would you really do that for me? Yes, I can't just stand by and do nothing while my precious Sawatari is in trouble, can I? She smiles at me. She's like an angel. I always figured she's the nicest one in this family, but I had no idea she was this nice. I mean, she did a lot of awful things like forcing her dick in my mouth and ass, but I'm willing to forget about all that now. However, her smile turns into a sharp glint as she continues. There is a condition. Huh? $8 million is a lot of money. Did you expect me to give it to you for free? You're gonna have to do something for me to make up for it. What do I have to do? I have a bad feeling about this. I want you to marry me. Marry you? I'm so incredulous I have to repeat what I just heard. Mitarai almost yells in surprise, but she manages to cover her mouth first. Are you serious? Dead serious. I'll be using that money to buy you. Not only does the vase get paid off, but you get to marry a fine woman like me as well. An opportunity like this doesn't come along every day, you know. Oh, that's a lovely idea. You're old enough to be thinking about marriage now, and Sawatari seems like the perfect fit. Even her mother is pleased with the offer. I leave my daughter in your hands, Sawatari. They're talking like it's already official. We better start making arrangements for the wedding right away.
Let's have a happy life together.
Things just keep escalating without a single word of input from me. I didn't say I would go through with it yet. What? Why not? Is there a problem? Getting married to Marika means becoming part of this batshit family. I'd say that's a huge problem. You have a beautiful woman from an upstanding family here who's willing to marry a plebeian like you. What reason do you have to refuse? I can think of quite a few. First off, I'm not even sure if she can really be called a beautiful woman with a body like that. I'd hate to think of what a perverted mess our sex life would be in a marriage like that. And while I'm sure they're a very rich and influential family, I'm not sure I'd use the word upstanding. At any rate, it's certainly not a family I'd like to be a part of. You're not gonna refuse, are you? Oh, come on, Mother. Sawatari would never do something like that. Isn't that right? She glares at me like a hungry cat closing in on its prey. Do you have any idea what's gonna happen to you if you turn down my offer? I'm trying to help you out here, Sawatari. You will marry me, won't you? A chill runs down my spine and I gulp nervously. Huh?
Why do they have... You are obliged to choose the first option.
Hold on, guys. Let me see what happens if we refuse. I refuse. I state firmly. Excuse me? What was that? I don't think I heard you correctly. Try saying that again. Apparently refusal is not an option. Okay, no. They do not. No, it doesn't do it. No. Uh-oh. You cannot refuse this. She's not hearing it, folks. She's not hearing it, folks. You see me trying. And I'm crying. Nope, ain't gonna happen. I'll marry you. I give in and agree. Given my situation, it's the only option I have. Did you hear that, Mother? He said he wants to marry me. She's overjoyed to hear my answer. I'm happy for you, Marika. I know, this is the best day of my life. I know we'll be happy together, Sawatari. Ha ha ha. Takes everything I have just to force a smile in return. Midorai, come on over and congratulate them. Midorai snaps out of her state of shock and walks over with uncertain steps. Congratulations. She can't really put her heart into her words. I hope you two are happy together. Hehe, thank you. We need to tell Marisa the good news. Midorai, could you go and get her for me? Yes, ma'am. Midorai looks like a ghost as she leaves the room to go get Marisa. Shortly afterwards, Marisa comes inside. What's going on here? Midorai said something about Marika getting married? Is this a joke? No, you heard right. It just became official. Are you literally serious? Yes, Sawatari agreed to it as well. Uh-huh. Marisa seems to accept the situation surprisingly easily. So you're gonna be marrying my sister, huh? Well, whatever. The weird shit you're into is none of my business. She mocks me with a derisive tone. Not in today's world. But I suppose this is good news. My sister would have a hard time finding a partner considering that little extra quirk of hers. And again, no, that's not true. Not in today's world. Congratulations, you actually make a good couple considering you're both freaky perverts. I get a new toy to play with and she gets a husband. We're all winners here. I just hope you enjoy getting fucked in the ass by my sister every night. Actually, you both have cocks, so we don't really know which one the husband is, do we? Yeah, I'm laughing at that too. Don't be stupid, Marisa. Hey, all I said was the truth. Cut it out, you two. This is an important day. No fighting. I'll get everything set up with the wedding right away. Sawatari, you can just stay here and enjoy the newlywed life with Marika. Wait, what? But what about my old apartment? I'll need to tell my parents about this, too. Don't worry about any of that. I'll take care of everything. The necessary arrangements for your marriage will be taken care of by tomorrow. You won't have to lift a finger.
Did you hear that, Salutari? Our marriage is going to be official tomorrow, Marika says with delight. I love you, Salutari. Things are moving so fast, I can't even keep up with it all. But through it all, there's one thing that's painfully clear. I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life in this living hell. The day after. I shut off the noisy alarm clock, climb out of bed. I sigh as I cover my eyes to block the sunlight coming in from the window. It's been several months since my marriage to Marika, and I'm still using the room I used as a servant. The original idea was to sleep together using the huge bed in their room, but I was able to convince her to let me keep my old room. If I didn't, I'd never get any sleep. Whenever we sleep together, she wants to have sex every waking moment. Not to mention that she insists on alternating between being the giver and the taker after every single orgasm. It's very exhausting. I've taken it in the ass so much I don't even think anything of it anymore. No! Even as it is, I end up having sex with her so late into the night that I barely get any sleep. I wake up tired nearly every day. I can't remember how many times I came inside her last night or how many times she came inside me. Ever since we got married, my only responsibility in this house has been to entertain Marika. There have been days where I've done nothing but have sex with her from morning until night. Sometimes she lends me out to the mistress and Marisa too. I'm practically a sex slave. They haven't even let me step outside the house ever since we got married. I feel like a prisoner in my own home. And today is the start of another dreadful day. Once I'm ready, I leave my room and head for the dining room. Mitarai has long since been gone. I haven't seen her ever since she quit. Instead, there's a new group of servants currently experiencing the same hell and torture that we did. It's around 10 o'clock when I arrive at the dining room. The mistress is already inside looking bored as she sips on her coffee. Marika is there too, sleepily rubbing her eyes. Finally awake, I see. Good morning. You guys are pretty wild last night. I could hear you all the way in my room. I even got so turned on, I started masturbating. Sorry. No need to apologize. That's the way newlyweds should be. We inject ourselves with drugs and go at it like maniacs every day. Wild is an understatement. Morning, Yukito. Marika comes over with my breakfast and says hi. Ever since she got married, she started calling me by my first name. In addition, the mistress set it up so I was adopted into the family for this wedding. Thus, my family name has been changed from Salutari to Mamiya. Oh my god. Good morning. Here's your breakfast. I made you a special stamina-building menu. She sets her so-called special menu on the table in front of me. Looks awful as usual. She just threw a bunch of food known for building stamina together on a plate with no regard to flavor or appearance. She topped it off by covering it all with special sauce laced with drugs. It's enough to make you lose your appetite. Eat up. You're gonna need all the energy you can get for today. Thanks. I forced myself to bring the nasty looking food in my mouth. Oh, you're going at it again today? That's the plan. You have such a thriving sex life. I envy you. Looks like I won't have to wait very long before I get grandchildren. Just leave it to me. I'm gonna start ovulating soon, so we're using this week to have all the sex we can. As soon as he's done eating, we're going back right back to making babies. Isn't that right, Yukito? I must choke on the food I'm eating. You don't have to be in such a hurry to eat. We have plenty of time. I get depressed just thinking about having to attend her all day again. Marika seems to have a difficult time getting pregnant, so whenever she's ovulating, she goes into sex overdrive and tries everything she can to have a baby. It doesn't help that the sex itself is totally out of the ordinary. Come on, Yukito, we've got another day of baby making ahead of us. As soon as I finish eating, she grabs my hand and pulls me out of the room. Good luck, you two. Thanks, mother. Alright, let's go. She drags me back to her room by force.
Oh, Lord. Alright, we're gonna go through this pretty fast, because I am not, you know, not digging this. Come to me, Yukito. Once inside a room, we climb on the bed. Are we really going to do this? I'm a little nervous about the whole thing. Trying to have a baby when she's fertile, it's all fine and dandy. But what Marika is trying to do is get herself pregnant with her own sperm. Fuck. I didn't even know such a thing was possible, but I suppose if anyone can do it, it's Marika. She does have both testicles and ovaries, after all. The idea of impregnating your own eggs with your own sperm is just bizarre, though. It reminds me of some kind of cloning experiment. Come, let's get this started. I'll let you have the second child. She pulls down her panties. Now stick your cock right here and make me come. She sticks her ass out at my penis. Thanks for the breakfast she fed me. My cock is already erect against my own will. Hee-hee, the thought of seeing me get pregnant is turning you on, isn't it? I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. All the weird stuff we've done together since we got married has made my sexual inclinations all messed up. Just wait, once I have my baby, I'll get pregnant with your sperm next. Just think of this practice for when it comes, the time comes, and give it to my ass. Desire gets the best of me, and I thrust my throbbing cock inside of her anus. Pleasure shoots to my brain, and her anus immediately clamps down on my member. It's been a while since you put it in my ass. It feels even better than usual. Okay, Yukido, inject me. I get the needles ready that she gave to me beforehand and take off her bra. Your large, well-shaped breasts bounce free of their confines, holding back the desire to grab them. I stick both the needles in each nipple. And one needle's a drug to help with fertility, and the other a drug to help with the production of sperm. If I inject both of these, even someone like Marika has difficulty getting pregnant should have considerably good chances. And once it happens, I have no doubt the resulting child will look like just like her. She'll be both the father of the child and the mother of the child at the same time. The thought of raising such a child as my own sends a chill down my spine and makes me hesitate to push down on the needles. Still, I have no say in the matter. I have no choice. Hurry up. These needles hurt, you know. I shake off my hesitation and inject the liquid into one of the needles. Here comes the fertility drug. I inject the other needle as well. Oh, after injecting all the medicine, I take my hands off the needles. The aphrodisiac mixing the drugs as Marika panting heavily with a glazed look on her face. I think I'm getting pregnant already. She pulls her panties off and throws them away. Her male genitalia falls out of hiding, though not erect yet, throbbing ready to go. She continues to pant as she brings her hand up to it. Ugh. The medicine takes effect and her cock gets hard inside of her hand. Yukido, give it to me. Once she's hard, she's ready for me to start. It already feels good enough just staying still, but I grit my teeth against the pleasure and just push it in and out. The pleasure assaulting my penis nearly doubles once I get going. I have to force my cock in and out of her anus. Force my cock in and out as her anus squeezes on it with the pressure of a vice. Fondle my breasts too, they're burning from the shot. I rub her breasts with the needle sticking out of them. Yes, my ass and my tits feel so good. My entire body shivers from pleasure from the double assault against her breasts and ass. Her cock jiggles each time I thrust into her, sending pre-cum from the tip flying every which way. The drugs are taking effect. My cock feels like it's gonna explode. Yukido, get ready for the sperm insertion. I take my hands off her breast to grab a special vibrator laying on the desk nearby and shove it inside her pussy. Ah, yes, that's good. She's so wet, it slides inside easily. She shudders in ecstasy as the vibrator enters her. Ah, I'm coming! No, my precious semen, she shouts as she fires a sperm meant for a vagina fruitlessly into the air. Ah, when she comes, her anus gets even tighter around my cock. I have to stop moving and resist the urge to ejaculate. Look at all that cum, but that's okay, I still have plenty left in my balls. After checking her own balls and filling them, she applies the suction device to her penis. After making sure it's firmly in place to make sure none of the semen leaks out, she attaches the tube to the tip of it. After that, she attaches the other end of the tube to the vibrator connecting them. All done, now all the semen that comes out of her penis will be funneled directly into her pussy, allowing me to impregnate herself with her own sperm. Okay, Yukido, make me come again. I start thrusting back into her with renewed intensity. Alright, I just came and I'm gonna come again. Ugh, so tight. Stimulation I give her makes her anus squeeze down on my cock even harder. At this rate, I'm gonna come soon along with her. I'm coming. Hold on, I'm almost there. Wait for me first. I try my best to hold it in, give everything I have in order to make her come. Oh, you're being so intense. I'm gonna come. I focus on fondling your breasts again as I pound into her anus. Her penis always sweat. Her penis sways back and forth with the apparatus as she approaches climax. I'm coming! Ah, the apparatus immediately flooded with her cum. I'm coming so much. Her orgasm makes her anus get even tighter, sending me over the edge as well. I'm coming too. Oh, your hot cum is pouring inside my ass. We both take in the pleasures, we empty our loads together. Our semen keeps gathering inside the container around her penis. Look, yes, look at all that cum just waiting to get me pregnant. Here it comes, once it completely full with her cum, it travels through the lube at the tube at the top, not the lube. Oh, it's time to get inseminated. The cum moves along the tube to the vibrator and finds its way into inside her fertile womb. The thought of her coming inside herself adds an extra spice of pleasure. I just know I'm getting pregnant. Milk starts to flow from her breast as a side effect from the drugs. As more and more semen flows into her womb, eventually can't hold anymore, it starts spilling back out. We catch our breath as we finish coming, filling her in both of her holes. My penis goes flaccid and falls out of her ass. Now she's finished with it, she pulls the apparatus off her. Once it hits the air, her penis goes soft as well. I came so much, it's gotta be enough to get me pregnant. She says, enjoying the sensation of having her pussy filled with cum. Suddenly, a rumbling sound comes from her anus. Ah, your cum is about to leak. Ah, her anus puckers and the semen I poured inside comes out. I spilled it. She pushes my cum out of her anus, covering my crotch in my own goo. Sorry, Yukino, honey. I know you came a lot for me, but I can't let you get me pregnant with it yet. Still, soon enough, I'll be a mother and you will get to be a father. Isn't that wonderful? Thought of such a vile thing nearly makes me ill. My sperm could be gathering around my egg as we speak. Hee hee hee. We better start thinking of a name for our baby. I'm too scared to even think about what kind of child she give birth to. The fact that I would have to raise it my own makes it even worse. Marika and I will probably have to spend the rest of our life together here. I'm stuck in this prison till the day I die. There you go, guys. It's another ending to Starless. That bizarre marriage. So there we go. There's four endings so far. One of the small keys is bizarre marriage.